Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. The Israeli military says it struck the central headquarters of Hezbollah in Beirut. A series of explosions Friday evening that killed at least two people and wounded dozens were the most powerful yet seen in the Lebanese capital over the past year, leveling multiple buildings and sending up a massive billowing cloud of smoke. Speaking at the UN General Assembly, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he came to refute lies he heard there this week from other leaders. He also said Israel is not afraid to strike Iran, as it has stricken Gaza and Lebanon.
I have a message for the tyrants of Tehran. If you strike us, we will strike you. There is no place. There is no place in Iran that the long arm of Israel cannot reach. And that's true of the entire Middle East.
Three major Israeli TV channels said Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah was a target of Israel strikes in Beirut. In a statement, the UN Undersecretary General for Peace Operations, Jean-Pierre Lacroix, says in addition to civilians endangered in both countries, UN peacekeepers are at risk in southern Lebanon.
What is critical is that the parties must immediately return to cessation of hostilities and take real action towards full implementation of Security Council Resolution 1701, and that the safety and security of all UN personnel and assets must be ensured.
Officials say that Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon have killed more than 700 this week. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday continued his push for more support in the war with Russia from U.S. leaders by speaking with Republican presidential candidate and former U.S. President Donald Trump just a day after meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakaswara has this report.
Emergency crews were still cleaning up after an overnight Russian attack in Zaporizhia, Ukraine, when Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with former President Donald Trump in New York Friday. In response to VOA's question, Trump repeated his claim he will quickly end the war in Ukraine if elected.
I have a very good relationship, and I also have a very good relationship, as you know, with President Putin. And I think if we win, I think we're going to get it resolved very quickly.
Zelensky admitted he cannot win against Russia before the U.S. presidential election in November. Zelensky met with Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic presidential nominee, in Washington Thursday. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News.
An outspoken veteran politician is set to become Japan's next prime minister. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul, South Korea.
Though unpopular with many of his colleagues, Shigeru Ueshiba secured enough of their support. The ex-defense minister won Friday's ruling party leadership race, assuring he'll become Japan's next prime minister. Ueshiba said, "Let's believe the people of Japan. With courage and faith, let's speak the truth." He survived a runoff vote against foreign policy hawk Sanae Takaichi. The vote was seen as a battle for the future of the ruling LDP. After he forms a government, Ueshiba is expected to soon call a general election to consolidate support as he deals with Japan's many challenges. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene has reached at least 35 across four U.S. states. Helene has left an enormous path of destruction across Florida and the entire southeastern U.S. The Category 4 hurricane made landfall Thursday in Florida, snapping trees like twigs, tearing apart homes, and sending rescue crews on desperate and dangerous missions to save people from floodwaters. According to Associated Press Tally Friday, the deaths occurred in Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. A leading rights group says Rwanda's army and militia had backed shelled camps for displaced people in eastern Congo. Human Rights Watch also accused Congo of abuses against civilians. The new report by the group Thursday said that since the beginning of the year, Rwanda's army and the M23 rebel armed group have indiscriminately shelled camps in eastern Congo. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.